there wasn't the complications of being attacked by muggers or anything, you know, or molested children. You didn't hear of that then. So
how did you occupy your time without a television?
Quite easily, actually, with four brothers. It was quite good. I mean, I was a bit of a tomboy, I suppose, really. So whatever they were up to, I was up to as well. You know, we used to just go down to the fields and play in general, just children's games on the swings, slides. We used to go up the fields, bluebelling, and we were quite good, you know, to go up there and come back hours later without anybody bothering us or attacking us, or, you know, we were so free, you know, really. It was a much nicer life than what the children have got today, much nicer.
Where were you living as you grew up?
In Barton. We lived there from once we came over from Ireland. We lived in Barton, and we did everything from there, you know. We walked everywhere. We walked to church, which was a good way. It was right in Headington itself, you know. St Margaret's Road.
How long did that take?
It must have taken us about a half an hour to walk, you know, but we didn't think of nothing for walking then. There was no other way to get there unless you waited for buses, which were, they weren't as regular as what the buses were today, you know, they just didn't, they didn't appear, so it was just easier to walk, you know, and also we didn't have the bus fares.
How did you get to school?
We had a school bus. We had to go a little way to walk to it. It picked us up at Headington Roundabout, and there we caught it, and it took us to school and it fetched us back again. That was run by the local council, I take it, you know, so that was fine, you know.
Would you say you had a lot more exercise than children do today?
Oh, definitely, definitely, much more exercise. We didn't... Well, we just walked everywhere. We either walked or ran, you know, this is the thing. I mean, we never thought of buses at all. We never moaned about walking because everybody did it, you see. I mean, it wasn't like so-and-so's got a car and they're going to get into the car and get a lift. I don't think anybody in our school had cars to take them to school like they do today. I just think, you know, just... Well, it was the norm then, you know, you just got on with everything, and I don't really know.
What kind of food did you eat as you were growing up?
Very plain food, actually. Very wholesome, but very plain. Dad did most of the cooking because Mum was working and Dad worked at nights. He worked night shift, and then he taught me to cook. And we used to eat bacon, cabbage, potatoes. It was all sort of...